Okay. So what is this?
So I understand that RCC provides a supervisory role. They have an oversight responsibility over the district and also particularly your department. In the performance of that role, what are some of the challenges that you at your end you see? Is there any challenge that you see that you try to
have? There is a challenge. Okay. Actually, RCC, let me say the basic assembly.
Okay.
Is supposed to play a supervisory role. No, when you talk about RCC, that's at the regional level.
Yeah.
So they play a supervisory role to the regional department.
Okay.
Okay, so at the district level, district assembly.
Yeah.
Okay, the DS. They play supervisory role. So the coordinating director normally is supposed to, the coordinating director and the DCE,
okay,
they are supposed to play some supervisory role, do some monitoring,
mm-hmm,
to see actually are we carrying out our activities.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So for instance, when we are, our only source of funding, as has been over the years, from the central listing, that is MAC.
Okay.
Even though MAC is a donor partner, funding,
yeah,
but it is through the central government.
Yes.
So that has been our main source of funding, okay, for the Department of Agri.
Okay.
So if probably a different district has a project that has additional funding source, but that's the main, that source of funding that all departments of Agri
that we rely on.
Okay, so normally what we budget on that, we budget for the assembly, let me put it assembly,
okay,
for them to do some monitoring, okay, exploration, monitoring activity,
okay,
play some monitoring role.
Okay.
But in my part, I can say not only, okay, in my district and in most of the districts, I won't say all, because yeah, I have an instance whereby I've heard one or two agri directors saying that their DCE or MCE sometimes come to the field to see what is really happening.
Okay.
But scarcely, for about 3 years now, I have not even seen one coming,
okay,
to monitor.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
The that kind of interest in agricultural activities,
it's not there.
It's not there. We also go, normally we have an annual work plan.
Mm-hmm.
We plan together everything. It's in the annual work plan.
Mm-hmm.
We know our activities, all, yeah, that we are supposed to do. And I can tell you that mostly about 70% of the budget,
okay,
is normal economic activities.
Okay.
If you look at the economic activities, mostly agriculture. You understand? Agriculture based. But when the funding comes, their interest is in a fiscal, so they are not looking at a soft project.
Yeah.
Something that you can build farmers' capacities, you can help the farmer to increase food security.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily giving them fertilizer, not necessarily giving them seed, but how do we link them up to get these inputs? How do we build their capacity? How do we do all the things that will help them enhance their capacities to?
Okay.
But they don't do that.
Yes.
And that is where they need to come in and help. But when you put up these plans, their interest is not there. Mostly at times, I know you ask on what role, whether they are playing their role. I've said that, but I'm just adding.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Yeah.
So the thing is that when you go up there, for instance, common fund camps, which is supposed to meant, for them to give to the department, You go there with your activities with them. You go, you raise the memo, you go there. Look, before you even get there, and before you even get a win of it, and get there, it's exhausting. And when you want to talk, they talk about contractors who have already come ahead of time. They are already at their doors. So before the money comes, it's already given out.
Yeah.
So for agriculture, most of the days it's relegated. So sometimes I ask myself if Mark should unfold, or me should fold up.
So fold up, yeah. What are we going to do?
For instance, next year, what do we do?
Yeah.
You understand? Now, even when Mark was in existence, I told you that we make budget allocation. I mean, we budget for them.
Yeah.
For their food. They are always interested in taking their food. Look, when the money comes, even Monday say it's better. In other districts, they want them to, they want their portion. No, not their portion, not what has been budgeted for. They want to negotiate, so they give them a percentage. So it means that they are not interested in what you do. They want to take their percentage and go. You understand? So they are interested in what they can get.
Yeah.
You understand? Not what they can offer.
Yeah.
So that has been the challenge. So you need funding from them. From the common fund.
Yeah.
You are not getting.
Not getting.
If
the little one
if
that is
for by mistake, or let's say the little one that the donor partner gives you, if they are involved, they want to take it. You understand? Meanwhile, they are not playing their role. You understand? We are taking the money, what are you using?
Right.
As opposed to use for supervision.
So the supervision, the monitoring.
And then monitoring.
Let's even say monitoring.
Because there's not all of them who have data in car.
Yeah, it's monitoring.
So monitoring. How are you doing the work?
Yeah.
As per your work plan, you have highlighted your expected outputs or outcomes. You measure them with your work plan. I do it even though I'm not a technical person. So you say, oh, you're going to do A, B, C outcomes. Have you done it? I mean, do they monitor all your things?
So basically, in the Mark budget, you make provision for monitoring
for
the assemblies.
Yes.
It is always there.
It is always there.
And they,
but they
access it, yeah. But they hardly will do it.
They access it.
Yeah.
If you use the word they access it, there's no way. They even want to get more. I'm saying my district is better because yes, they take quite a lot. Sometimes they want to even take it. I tell them that this is what is budgeted enough for me to be processed for their food. But this is what is better. We can't go beyond that. Other days we say that they don't write me until
you go beyond the monitor.
You give them what they want. Mm-hmm. So that's where your son gives it, having programs of your reason.
Mm-hmm.
That the man can lie for long. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Mark will even take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Or even sometimes confront them and reduce their point allocation.
Allocation, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
I get the dynamics.
I get
the dynamics. Your district has this DPCU.
Yeah, we have.
You have the DPCU.
Yes.
Okay. So, you, the director from Agri-Tech in the DPCU,
yes.
What are some of the challenges that you see in the DPCU that may hinder their ability to perform their coordinating and monitoring roles, their functions? Because you are a member.
Yeah, I'm a member.
What do you think, do you know what they are supposed to do?
Yes.
What do you think are some of the challenges or difficulties that doesn't allow them to play their role effectively?
Yeah. So, in my area like this, one of the main challenges has to do with the funds.
Okay.
Because the coordinator used to constantly hit on like previously. Funds used to come regularly for them to do their monitoring activities.
Yeah.
But now, look, you can have a whole year, one quarter will come, or two quarters. You understand? And it doesn't even come regularly. Maybe first quarter will come. Or maybe before the year end, they only give you at least only fourth quarter. You understand? So funding has been a challenge. Funds can be part of the fuel is logistics.
Yeah,
but even the logistics as part of a movement, vehicle. We have a whole planning officer in our district. Doesn't have a car. You understand? Yes, he has a motorbike, but sometimes it's not easy.
No,
not all of them.
You can use motorbike to monitor all the departments.
But he's monitoring. He doesn't have mostly motorbike. You give to people, technical people at a specific area. Okay, this is my operational area. I'm going there to do my activities. But look at going around the district, and if you know the terrain of Mokduri, very vast. Because from one, look at the Jaguar to Kaduna or Konkwa, it's almost like, half the journey from Walwale to Jaguar.
Yeah.
You understand? So it's very wide. You spend about almost 50 kilometers. So you can imagine going, doing that kind of monitoring. But that is a challenge we have, but we are still managing. But these are some of the things that are hindering. The funding is a key
challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you are supposed to meet quarterly. Your end, how often are you able to meet?
Yeah, for DPC, it's a requirement for what's the name? This is performance assessment.
Okay. Oh, it's a requirement.
It's a key requirement.
Okay. So the number of times you are meet.
Yes, it's a very key requirement.
Okay.
So mostly the students want to fall out.
Fall out on
and
that.
And when you fall out, your family becomes a challenge. So since it has been regular.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Sometimes if even funds, if there's no funding, sometimes we even do it
on credit.
On credit.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now you talked about the part. When they do the assessment, there is also this district development facility that is available.
Okay.
My understanding, and based on the performance, you get this facility.
Of course.
But my understanding over the period is that Agric, for instance, don't get benefit.
No, we have been given this call. When you come to DPAT in my district, we always give them,
the district performance.
We always make a good performance. Because there are some of the departments, they are not able to give fully. Like, there are certain things you need to perform.
Indicators.
They will ask, do you have this? Have you done ABC? Show documents. Agric, we always show up. We get a very good mark. We pass. You understand? Yeah. Then I don't know. So I'm just trying to say, mostly we.
So your department may even contribute make more to them for the marks
to pass. But when it comes to the resources, we are out. Look, if I tell that since I'm one day, not even a person.
And how long is this?
Oh, I'm 3 years now.
3 years?
Yes. I took over as a director there in 2021.
Okay.
We're in 2023.
And then for the 3 years?
Not even a person.
Have you received from the district?
I've approached them several times. The connecting director, answered to him. So I've approached him, I talked to him, and he said, these are the challenges. The funds don't come like they used to come. And normally, if it comes, say, one quarter, or if it just comes at a quarter, the contractors already media list. Mm-hmm. There are reporters in the DCE, and they've already highlighted how to pay them. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, there's nothing left. You understand? So you go again, oh, no, what we see, what we can do. But the thing is that before the thing comes, before you get the wind, everything is in. So how do you get it? So sometimes you feel like you are begging. Like nothing. So there are certain times when even just because sometimes when you do, you feel like you don't cooperate. And so you don't give results, how do you want to give reports? You know, they're asking for it. There's no quota or you ask for reports. You've been giving them reports. How do you expect us to do? So I'm just waiting for this year. Next year, no market's finished. Fine. They'll come and ask for reports. No activity carried out. We don't have any funds. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, you are answering my question now that I was to ask about this is as an autonomous fund. But more particularly, speaking the IGF. Okay, you're pleased to have
the IGF
is also very negligible.
It shouldn't have been. It shouldn't have been. I have a challenge with the.
Because my difficulty is that if the this is as an autonomous fund delays, it doesn't come regularly. No matter how small, if they call you and tell you that, this year our idea was no matter. We collect 50,000 and we pay for electricity. I think you would have appreciated the fact that
at least you have us. You think of us as a decentralized unit.
Yeah.
They always look at us as so when they say aggregate. Then we also say yes, aggregate. We also say assembly. You say, we shouldn't forget that we are under them, we are part of them. We appreciate the fact that we are part of them. But you don't consider me, as you have two children, three children, you call all the rest of your children. But when there is any resource, you give it to A, B, neglecting C. If there is any resource, you give it to A, B, neglecting C. Do you regret it? I mean, that the C becomes your child. Do you understand? So treat us as. At least, if you don't even give us, get like you have said, so much, give us the letter and we know that, yes, you acknowledge us as part of you. But they don't do it. That's the thing. Look, you can ask any other director. If there's a few, that may be doing what maybe one or two, but most of them is it. You can ask.
The composite budgeting process, does it affect you in any way?
Yeah. We are part. Because I remember there is the composite budget. We all went for it for the training. So it affects us.
But does it pose any challenge? Or it's normal? It's a system that has been put in place and you are flowing very well with it?
Well, I think we are flowing well with it.
Okay.
Because, that, and normally, that composite budget, normally, we normally prepare it, what do you call it? Yeah, in like medium terms.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, we prepare the work plan and then the budget. And then annually, you execute. But you don't go outside of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we have it. And the whole composite budget is with the budget. So whatever we are doing, I'm talking the budget officer.
Yeah.
So whatever you are doing, you do it within that. Okay. And then the budget officer will have to confirm.
Okay.
So for instance, our math activities, you can't raise something just outside the composite. Mm-hmm. That's the composite budget. Of course, the budget will come from your plan, your medium plan.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know whether I...
No, you are right.
I guess I'm responding to...
You are responding to this. That is exactly the case.
So that's who I would say yes.
Yeah, we
are part of it. Okay. And then it's flowing well.
Let me go back to what we discussed earlier. You already have mentioned it, but I wanted to now look at the way forward. Mm-hmm. For instance, what mechanism should be put in place in such a way that the agric... The assemble sees the Department of Agriculture as their own, so that they will not continue to treat you like an outcast. Like, you know, we have just discussed it. What do you think should be done? Now I'm not looking at this situation. What do you think should be done in such a way that
I think we have got structures. We got structures.
Yes.
The assembly have got structures.
Yes.
And for that matter, if you're in a break, it doesn't mean that you are outside the structures of assembly.
Exactly.
So, we should be considered, we should identify as part of the general assembly structure.
Already you are there.
We are there, but they don't appreciate it.
What now?
For instance, I want us to
identify what is it that is the appreciation. And I like the
I want to start somewhere. For instance, I am in my district, for instance, because in like
deputy director.
I am also a principal agric officer. Which is analogous to a deputy director. You understand? They used to call, there are some of my colleagues, those who enter there first, they also call them deputy director. In their listing, a deputy director. But because of the recent local government restructuring and other things, they change the terms. So it's principal agric officer. Which is analogous to deputy director. So my next rank is director.
Okay.
You understand? My next movement, a rank, which I'll go is director.
Okay.
You see that it's the same. So he is
a colleague.
So he says, yes, we are in the same rank.
Yes.
For instance, he is acting in the assembly. He is acting as a. Because until you get this thing, a director by rank. You can't just be a
substantive.
You can't be a substantive director. But in my case, I am substantive.
Okay.
Appointed by local government.
Okay.
Okay. So sometimes you see that in assembly, somebody, even the coding director with you, when they sing like the same rank, then sometimes you make somebody who is not even close to my rank.
Okay.
Seem to be like he's the leader. We get caught in the assembly. There are certain things, certain responsibilities. So to
delegate to
yes,
next
you are running the rank because we're in the same assembly.
Yes.
Forget about the fact that
this one is
the same assembly.
Yeah.
So to delegate if you are not sure, delegate certain powers or responsibilities to the senior most, or next. Let's say because you are the current director, you know where they say, by responsibility, you are higher than them. So if there's anything, you are looking at somebody who is even junior to me. That's a perception.
Yeah.
That is, delegating some responsibilities or things to him. Yeah, and sometimes when they do that, they also feel like they are higher than you.
They are not.
You understand? So that is the structural side. Now, fighting.
Then you say you're not about your way around.
It's acknowledging it. And how do they acknowledge it? We are aware. Resources.
Okay.
Resources. We are working. How do we work?
Yeah.
Bring your resources that we need to work.
I think I just wanted you to retrace that point because it is the resources that we need to work. You are appreciating me, you are acknowledging me. By saying that,
not
this
even
is the
resource
pot
to
of season.
Because the resource to carry out
carry the
activities.
Work. This is the pot of teaser.
Yes.
It is inadequate. By you, my daughter, take this and go and do your work. You, my son,
take this and go and do your work.
But if that small food comes and then you decide to give to this one, and give to this one, and now come and complain to me that, oh, it is the food is small. And I say, okay, fine, no problem. The following year, the food is small. The third year,
you are,
then
if there's work, go and do it.
So I just want to appreciate this thing very well so that
yes.
I will know how
yes.
to
you understand.
Yeah, I get it very well.
And you can confirm probably with other this if I have the opportunity to meet.
Yeah.
You can I don't know whether you have already done that.
No, I've done that.
Yes.
What is also coming up is also the case where the coordinating directors are thinking that, oh no, you know what? The agri people they also get some funding that comes to their accounts straight. And so at least it is assumed that they have something small. And this one, when it comes, there are some priority areas that you really have to touch. If you don't touch that area, it will create problem for the whole of the district. So one coordinating director, for example, gave an example instance and said, look, the money is not there. But in case there is a conflict within the district, they will immediately have to find money somewhere to go and do that.
Let me give you an
by
idea.
So doing, these people will think that, but you said there's no money, but you've been able to attend to this. But you said, okay, this thing, if you have allowed it, maybe it will involve life and property. That is why they often will do something. Which is, okay.
Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah, but I think I get to know
better. Now. I don't always want them to generalize that. That yes, agri we often get something small. Are all the districts the same?
The same.
As we are here, are all the districts here?
No, that is also true.
So if you are in a district,
it's not all the districts.
There are some districts there, not even a single project. Let me point out some of them to you. You don't have a single project. Chalpani, how many projects? So, there are a number of districts.
Yeah.
I would say, for instance, probably maybe one district may be fortunate that will have one or two projects.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So this district don't even have any project. Still, you don't support them. And say they sometimes get. I don't like that kind of generalization. You understand?
Yeah.
And you see, it runs through them. If you see, because they are connected, they communicate, you know, normal directors communicate.
Yeah.
So, what they do here, they do the same thing other places. You understand? Mostly, they communicate among us and do certain things. Now, if you are saying that, for instance, you are going for a meeting, local government will call for a meeting and say that your assembly will take care of you. Then, when they say Assam will take care of you, let's say they are inviting about three from the assembly, agri director, the planning officer, the coordinating director. We'll go for the meeting and they say Assam will take care of you. You know what happens? We come back. We go to talk to them. The assembly has no money here and there, Meanwhile, behind this, they're going to write me.
So that the assembly will get.
Now, money comes, they quickly release, make their releases for themselves. Meanwhile, the agri director who went.
Yeah,
look,
I get that.
I always use myself as an example. I say it's not because of sacrifice. So, the last I told the DC that I said, one thing I'll do is the last place I would want to go and work. If today they want, if I leave here, if I cry the same way, I'm still a director. mandate is not by somebody pushing. I had it by appointment, local government. Look, since I'm in there, my food, look at math. How much food do I get? But look at my family's in Borgia. Let's say even in the man, if even you go to, you visit your family twice, even look at the sacrifice, if you want to say twice in your mind, look at the four. Look, those that spend like 1,000 when the four went to East Peak. But now if I want to fill my car and go, it's around close to 1,800, 900. That look depending on what extent. You understand? But I do that. I'll go and go to first. It will fill out bad. So even to go to Mobile, come back, I'll fill the car again. Which will not even, you understand? From which bucket? From which project? Yeah. From, but I do it myself. I always say where I get money from, nobody knows. Where I steal the money from, somewhere, because your assembly has never given me a penny. Yeah. Not in my office has got money. You understand? Yeah. So, I sacrifice, but they don't appreciate it. You understand? So, you are not helping me. You want me to be coming by yourself. Mm-hmm. It will do the time. Mm-hmm. Look, I think the past, it was last week that the past three, the whole of June, up to somewhere 22nd or so, I was in Yagua. I stayed to go. You didn't see them. You understand?
Yeah.
I'm there going to France. You don't give me any single phone.
Yeah.
I use my own money and do some of these things.
Yeah.
You understand? Is it a sacrifice?
Yeah. It's true. It's true. So, for instance, also I'm aware that you, the department, you do planning.
Yeah, we have
planning.
So we have
how do you do your planning?
So we have a monthly meeting.
Okay.
So we have a quarterly meeting.
Mm.
Plan. Then we have an annual.
Okay.
Then we also have a session for putting up our work plans, our activities to make up to develop the work plans for the year.
For the year, okay. I'm interested in that activity planning session for the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So normally I have various units in the department. So we have crops, we have livestock, we have mechanization. So normally we have what we call extension linkage or farmer linkage committees. I don't know whether you've heard of it.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Good. So we have rural sections at the zonal level.
Okay.
So the zonal level say is a C zone. We have four zones. Yagwa zone, Kumpwa zone, is a Kuboro zone. So they say for instance Kuboro zone will have their zonal rep. Then the zonal rep will have representatives of farmers from the various communities or operational areas. We can have a very, but at the zonal level we have as many farmers to participate because it's at the community level.
Yeah.
So we have from the key farmers from the various communities coming, and this rep. As you said, extension linkage committees. So we meet the farmers. The farmers will tell us some of the challenges that they are facing in their farming processes, in their communities.
Okay.
So mostly agrarian, you understand. So we will document some of these things. Some that we who I just said, what are some of the things that are working? What are the indigenous solutions that they need to resolve from
Second
thing. So when we gather at the zonal level, whatever resource you call challenges, then all those things, they will meet at the district level.
in the district realm, that one is now from the zeros which we select.
Okay.
Representatives from the zeros. Then we involve research. We involve NGOs that are working, we involve maybe some research that are in the area that we can get them to come and participate. You know, challenges in all this. You understand? For instance, Kumpo may have an issue, this may have an issue. So we'll try to find change similar, you understand? Then, from there, okay, so at that level, I'm not zero mark. I'm not going to the
original. Yeah, but our plan,
so the various unit heads, okay, they mostly organize this, even though they also go to the shop, they also get some of the challenges. So out of this session, they will come up with activities that you implement to solve some of these challenges. So with that said, normally we have it. We've only before. I think July is a review. So we normally have this section with plan, and then each unit will bring the activities. I think that we can implement to solve some of the challenges in his area or her area. So we are women in Africa. What are some of the things we can do to bring mechanization? What are some of the things? Crops, what are some of the things? So we'll bring them together. Then, when it comes to the annual or the medium term, the annual work, then that's how we then further meet up assembly.
What are the challenges in going through these processes? Because the processes are very elaborate.
Yes.
What are some of the challenges your outfit faces to be able to go through these processes to come out with a very comprehensive annual work plan?
So, mostly. The district level, we normally want to involve as many people. I'm not going to say many, I'm talking about
relevant
stakeholders,
yes.
You understand, as possible,
yes.
To get a comprehensive kind of a result or report.
Yeah.
But limitations with regards to funds.
Okay.
We are not able to do that.
Okay.
The district level, the district level funding is needed. But sometimes we just overlook some of these things.
Okay.
And then try to, but when it comes to that is the zonal level. But when it comes to the district level, we need funds to bring farmers from the various zones.
Mm-hmm.
Even invite others.
Okay.
And then refreshment and all those things. So normally that has been the challenge. So yes, some we do based on the limited funding resources we have. But the way we would have done it, sometimes it's limiting, it's challenging to us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So director, what the MSR project is trying to do, basically they are into facilitation. It's facilitation that
I understand.
So looking at the whole decentralization process vis-a-vis your department, which are some of the emerging challenges that you think a donor or a project like MSR will be able to support? Looking at your work, looking at the assemble and deepening the decentralization.
One is, I think we did, you remember the one we did at the assembly?
Okay.
You, I think you were there.
I was there.
You know, it was a forum that gave us the way to interact, to flow, to understand the decentralization process, our roles, what, as we said, outbreak, we play very key roles in the decentralized process, but we are not recognized. When I say we are not recognized, you understand what I
understand?
What I
mean, yeah.
You understand?
I get it.
So we want as many dialogues or forums or engagements for us to let the assembly. When I say the assembly, you know we are with the assembly.
Yeah, but
I want them to appreciate our rules.
Yeah, exactly.
The rules we play.
Yes.
You understand?
Yeah.
To appreciate that we are part of them. And that if there's the need for resources, they should know that we are part.
Yeah.
And then at least give us I mean the strength. I don't know what I should use that word. I mean to function.
Yeah, exactly.
Because in other places, or most places, they don't appreciate that fact. You understand? They only enjoy the fact that we are under them. So if there's anything they can,
has the local government service done anything like that? Done any sort of opportunity to bring the various heads in the assembly together to have this type of engagement?
In fact, that is not there. I haven't heard of anything. The only thing is if there's a program.
Yeah, because, for instance, I'm looking at a situation where such a forum or such an engagement would show the organogram of the assembly so that each of the officers in the assembly will know where they fall. The planner knows where he falls vis-a-vis the directors.
Of course.
The budget officer knows his position vis-a-vis. So that if you know it very clearly, next time when you are meeting a director of Agric, it's not as if you should be expecting the director to greet you first because you are at assembly and you feel that you act in the absence of the coordinating director and therefore you are a boss. If you know these things very well, then you will know that, oh,
perfect.
So I'm trying to find out whether has that type of engagement happened, where people begin to realize and appreciate where they belong in terms of positions?
No, I've not. You see, if I say most recently, sometimes because, I don't know whether to talk about because of recent funding challenges or we scarcely have things like that.
Okay.
I don't do this in those who directors. They used to have such engagements. You understand? Before you become a director, you are even going to do some, they even sponsored to do some courses, some administrative courses. There are some engagements that they do. But I don't know whether because of
because even the DPCU can be used to do some of this.
You see, that is where it comes. The DPC, yes, some of them don't understand, but they pretend. You understand?
Okay.
Some don't just know.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say non-coordinating director, but there are some of them who just want to boss over it.
Just be bossy.
Yeah, you understand? But if there are such engagements that we both sit, yes, I know my responsibilities, I know where I'm for. You understand? I know in the assembly the level I'm for. You understand? Huh. So sometimes, if you want to flex, that's why we have other areas. They don't, you see that with that time, they couldn't let also not gelling up very well. You understand? So sometimes you just want to understand each other and then, but if they think that some of them they know, that if their engagement is there, that they look at government organize and then they bring us together, and sometimes
people will be free to share,
to share some of them.
Who understand each other?
Very well. So, as I was saying, we need that kind of engagement.
Engagement, okay.
Is good.
Yeah.
I already talked about this. Assembly should also appreciate that break is part of assembly. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't always want to keep on using the word resources. But you haven't given responsibilities to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know ABC inside your roles.
Mm-hmm.
The resources are not there. How do you work? You don't expect my shoes and pocket money.
Yeah.
Where do I even get a pocket money?
Yeah.
So that appreciation should be there, or acknowledgement should be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know the resources are limited at assembly. But as much as possible, we try to resources.
Thank you very much for the time. It's a very interesting conversation that I would have, but because the program is also ongoing,
yes.
I don't want to take all of your time.
Okay.
No, it's a very nice conversation.
Sure.
And I'm enjoying this so much.
That's okay. I also enjoy this. Sometimes when you let us talk, and then